Good morning, everyone. I hope you're doing well, you're healthy and safe this morning. As Reagan said, my name is Sharice M. Williams, and I'm an executive and leadership coach. And yeah, I'm going to celebrate my 3-year anniversary at the Gathering Spot at the end of in August. And I'm really proud of that. Proud of this community and really grateful to the Gathering Spot for creating this space for us. I've been really impressed by all the different ways TGS has innovated and created exactly what we need when we need it. So I'm really grateful. So my comments this morning are centered around 3 questions that my business coach asked me that really helped me get clear on my entrepreneurial path. And those questions are, what do you want? What does it cost? And are you willing to pay the cost? And whether you're an entrepreneur or not, those questions can apply to anything. What do you want? What does it cost? And are you willing to pay the cost? Before I tell you how I've grappled with those questions, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my background, and I'm going to give you some facts, all of which are relevant to how I grapple with those questions. So one is I'm a lawyer by training, and did a lot of work in the criminal and juvenile justice reform spaces early in my career before becoming an executive director. So I was an executive director of 2 education nonprofits. I was the founding executive director of an education nonprofit in Atlanta, which is what brought me here from DC in 2007. In 2015, I launched my first business, which was a consulting practice, and I closed it after a year. My last job was at a national education nonprofit based in New York. I was working from Atlanta, and I was responsible for launching a new program site, which I did in Baltimore in 2019. In that job, I was making $164,000, which is not, you know, rich, but it's great nonprofit money. I had full benefits, generous paid time off, and a $20,000 travel budget. I was really comfortable. I'm a little bit of a minimalist. I had everything that I wanted and needed and more. I am sharing all that for a reason. And I'm also 48 years old, which is an important fact here. I had worked in the nonprofit space for 25 years by last year. And I was really proud of all the work that I had done. But I felt a calling to do something different, something that would allow me to use all of my talents and skills and show up as my full self to work every day. So as Reagan mentioned, I'm also a yoga instructor. So I got my yoga certification in 2015, and health and wellness and mindfulness really informs all the work that I do. One of the things that I've loved about all of my roles was management, and inherent in management and leadership, if you're good at it, is coaching. So I wanted to launch a coaching practice. So that was the answer to the first question. What did I want? I wanted a coaching practice that, again, allows me to use all of my skills and talents and have a huge impact on the people that I coach. So I got my first coaching certification in 2018, and I finished my second one in 2019. I also wanted to take a sabbatical and travel before I launched my business. And, you know, that I did that, and it freaked me out a bit. I mean, I think these days people believe that you should just grind. So the idea that you're going to give everything up and give up 3 months of income before you launch a business was the right path for me. And so the lesson in that is, you know, when you're making decisions like this, you get advice, take in a bunch of information, but you choose your own path. So I wanted this business, this coaching business that was aligned, and I wanted to take 3 months off and travel before I launched it. What did it cost? That's why I told you about the salary and the benefits and the travel budget. It cost my salary. It cost money to do training. I lost 3 months of salary by traveling, but you know what? Spending 6 weeks, you know, taking the train across Europe and, you know, a week in North Africa is priceless. I got so much from that experience, and I did it solo, that gave me the courage and confidence to do what I needed to do when I got back. So sold my house in 2019, a beautiful 2-bedroom bungalow in Grant Park, set out on this journey, and I moved in with my cousin, her husband, and 5 kids in Stockbridge. So I gave up living in my favorite place in Atlanta for, you know, Stockbridge, Georgia, and not having my own home. Imagine explaining that while dating, right? Y'all, I'll be lucky if I make $40,000 this year. So the last question is, was I willing to pay the cost? When I had my consulting business in 2015, I remember talking to a fellow business owner who was living in the basement of her parents' house. And she said that someone told her, if you're not willing to like really, really sacrifice and struggle for 3 to 5 years for your business, you might as well stop now. It was in that moment, 6 months into my consulting practice, that I was like, oh, hell no, I'm not willing to do that. And that's because I didn't start the right business the first time. I wasn't passionate enough about it. That was a part of my journey. I went back for my last full-time job. I can tell you that I had a lot of fear at the beginning of this journey, but my faith is so much greater. I am so excited to get up and do my work every single morning. My clients give me life. As it turns out, you know, I had planned to leave my cousin's home in January. They asked me to stay because the kids love having me here and I help out. It turns out that living with my family during a pandemic is really amazing. Living with my family and is amazing. And also everything that we're going through, the pandemic, the police brutality, all of this stuff has deepened my meditation and yoga practice, has deepened my faith. And even though we are dealing with challenging times, I am finding, I think probably because of it, I'm finding so much meaning in my work, and I'm so grateful that I'm on this path. So I gave up titles, you know, I gave up lawyer for solopreneur. I gave up, you know, executive director for like, I'm doing my own thing and I'm a yoga teacher. That confuses people. I could honestly tell you I could care less because I'm on my path. So think about those questions. What do you want? What does it cost? And are you willing to pay the cost? Be really honest with yourself. And if you decide that you're willing to pay the cost, be all in, don't look back, have faith, and you cannot lose. And when I say you cannot lose, it doesn't mean that you won't fail at a venture or two or three or four or five, but you'll keep learning and growing and moving forward. Thank you so much for showing up today. Stay encouraged. Again, my name is Charisse, and I've been going back to the club. So if you were on this morning, and I hope we get to see each other in person someday soon.